U.S. consumers fond of Chinese tea were dealt a double blow this week. The Trump administration ordered a 10% increase in tariffs on all Chinese goods and eliminated duty-free entry for shipments under $800. Wholesalers and retailers adjusted prices to compensate for the existing 7.5% tariff on Chinese tea. They will likely do so again, meaning the most direct and acute increase in cost will be paid by private consumers ordering directly from China. Last year, American shoppers, mainly online, imported $48 billion worth of shipments exempt from tariffs under the de minimis exemption. De minimis is Latin for so minor as to be disregarded. Bloomberg News writes that small value shipments account for about one-tenth of China's export value to the U.S., but the number of these parcels is formidable. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the number of de minimis exempt shipments rose to 1.4 billion in 2024, about double the number in 2022. The New York Times reports that, quote, Congress raised the de minimis exemption in 2016 to $800 from $200 in response to complaints from American customs officials that they were already struggling then to examine all the packages coming in, end quote. Andrew McNeil of Seven Cups Fine Chinese Tea in Tucson, Arizona writes, quote, the end of the de minimis exemption will have the most meaningful and immediate impact for Chinese tea enthusiasts in the United States, more so than the additional 10% increase in itself, end quote. Of course, it means that everyone importing from individuals to businesses will be paying more for their Chinese tea. Tea Association of the USA President Peter Goji explained that when supply chains are challenged to reduce cost, in this instance to mitigate the effect of a 17.5% tariff, the choices are, one, reduce headcount resulting in potential job loss and unemployment, or forgo investment, causing a lack of spending for innovation, cheapen products resulting in poorer quality for consumers, or charge more. Consumers are negatively impacted, and it's inflationary. McNeil writes, quote, for our own part as a business, we're determined to keep prices steady, sacrificing margins to pay the increased tariffs as much as we can. At first glance, this equalizes things a bit for U.S.-based importers who have, starting in 2018, paid the cost of the tariffs and have had to either absorb it themselves or price it into their goods for the last 6 years, he said. But there's also the potential for the end of the exemption to cause difficulties for U.S.-based importers in the form of the increased administrative onus it puts on U.S. customs and express carriers. This could mean longer delays on imports for compliance, end quote, said McNeil. First Tee Marketing Director Jason Walker writes that the overall volume of imports into the U.S. may decline enough to noticeably increase ocean freight rates across the board. Prices of imported goods like tea thereby face pressures from tariffs and the impact of those tariffs on transport. China swiftly responded by announcing retaliatory tariffs and challenging the U.S. at the World Trade Organization. China targeted coal and gas totaling $20 billion effective February 10th. In December, China halted the export of critical minerals like antimony and gallium used to manufacture semiconductors. It also forbade third-party buyers from re-exporting rare earth minerals to the U.S. The Chinese calculated that 90% of the tariffs imposed between 2018 and 2020 were paid for by American companies or consumers, according to Bloomberg. Unit value declined by 10% from $6.30 per kilo in 2020 to $5.90 per kilo in 2024. But trade volume of Chinese teas increased by 23%. The U.S. Census Bureau trade data, accessed via the GATT database, estimates that the U.S. imported 131 million worth of tea in 2019 from China, a total that has declined yearly to 119 million in 2024. The U.S.'s apparent consumption of Chinese tea is 1.86% of China's exports and only 0.22% of their production. This is not a meaningful amount of tea considering their huge production, said Goji. Business Insight. The tax and duty-free import of tea was one of the founding tenets of the American Revolution. The free and unencumbered import of pure tea from its origin is a centuries-old tradition, observes Peter Goji, president of the Tea Association of the USA. The United States is not a tea-producing nation, he said. There is no commercially grown tea that requires protection via tariffs, nor are there any tea-related farm-based jobs that these tariffs would protect. The federal government has placed the 10,000-person USAID staff on administrative leave as of today. The U.S. Agency for International Development will close its foreign-based offices, cancel employment contracts, and recall most of its overseas workforce to the U.S. within 30 days. Approximately two-thirds of USAID's employees are stationed across more than 60 countries. The impact on programs is immediate and reportedly chaotic. On January 20th, President Trump ordered a freeze of $72 billion in U.S. foreign aid, issuing stop work orders with a few waivers for ongoing life-saving disaster assistance. Restructuring USAID is part of a broader initiative to consolidate the administration of foreign aid within the State Department. In fiscal year 2024, USAID managed $43.4 billion in appropriations, up from $40 billion in 2023. Allocations encompass a range of programs, including economic development, humanitarian assistance, global health initiatives, and disaster relief efforts. Independent assessments show that $1.24 billion in USAID projects during the past 40 years have resulted in $10 billion in economic impact, primarily in low-income developing countries. USAID has funded many projects to enhance the tea industry, often for the benefit of smallholders. Some examples include the Safe Processing and Cooperative Enterprises Project that was launched in 2018 to enable small farmer associations to sell ready-to-eat spices and tea in U.S. markets by meeting food safety regulations. Partnering with Young Mountain Tea to establish the first farmer-owned tea processing facility in the Himalayan region of Kumon. The facility is expected to benefit 500 farmers initially, with potential expansion to support up to 6,000 farmers, enhancing economic growth and soil health. USAID collaborated with a small organic farmers association comprising over 3,500 farmers to conduct agricultural extension training. These trainings have improved crop yields by promoting best practices in farming, handling, and processing. USAID financed the Her Money, Her Life project in Tanzania, where a specialty tea company formed by more than 1,600 smallholder farmers reported a 546% income increase by selling processed tea instead of green leaves. The fate of an ongoing project to train 1,000 tea farmers in climate-smart agriculture and increased demand for Nepali origin tea and other botanicals is unknown. Business Insight. In November 1961, John F. Kennedy established USAID as the lead agency for foreign assistance, consolidating several programs into one entity focused on economic development, humanitarian aid, and disaster relief. Congressional legislation funded USAID as an independent agency within the executive branch, and only Congress can fully dismantle it. In 2018, the Trump administration sought to merge USAID with the State Department, but Congress rejected the proposal. The agency's prospects this time appear grim. Correspondent Rupak Goswami reports that Nepal's tea sector, the cornerstone of its agricultural economy with more than 70,000 regular workers, 80% of whom are women, faces a critical turning point as it graduates from its least development country status in 2026. Despite its contribution to rural development and trade, the tea industry grapples with poor working conditions and occupational safety challenges, as highlighted by a United Nations International Labor Organization, ILO, assessment. The report, part of ILO's Safety Plus Health for All project, funded by Japan, offers an overview of occupational hazard in Nepal's tea gardens and factories. Key concerns include musculoskeletal strain from manual labor, chemical exposure, and poor access to healthcare services. Women face additional challenges, including harassment and a lack of accommodations during pregnancy. Nepal is a major tea producer with a total production of almost 24,000 metric tons annually. Tea is an important commodity for Nepal, with exports totaling $32 million in 2022, ranking 10th in the country's export basket. Quote, workers have long been subjected to poor working conditions. Meanwhile, until recently, the sector's workers were not covered by any social protection scheme, exposing them to vulnerabilities. While government-owned tea plantations have now been added to Nepal's contribution-based social security funds, the majority of the sector's workers still work informally, with only about 30% formally employed, according to the report. Women workers are particularly vulnerable, frequently facing harassment and discrimination, and often continuing physically demanding tasks during pregnancy without job accommodations. Informal employment contracts exacerbate these situations, leaving most workers without job security or social protection. To address these critical issues, the ILO has outlined recommendations to transform Nepal's tea sector into a safe and equitable employment model. The body has called for establishing formal health surveillance systems and on-site clinics to help identify and to address health issues early, promoting a healthier workforce. Employers should be mandated to provide adequate personal protective equipment, conduct regular safety training, and ensure compliance with national occupational safety and health standards. It had called also for promoting written agreements with both permanent and seasonal workers to enhance job security, enforce fair wages, and provide better access to social protection schemes. Employers were also asked to adopt measures to protect women from harassment, ensure equal pay, and provide alternative roles for pregnant workers to safeguard their health.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.